This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for August 22nd, 2022.
Second 2022 meeting to order. If you could all join me in
pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Very good. All right, we got minutes to, before we approve the minutes that we do have, get a motion to seal the non-public that we just had.
Like I'll second it.
Who seconded it? Yeah.
Second.
Boyd and Russ. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right. Now.
I move to accept the August 8th meeting as published.
I'll second that.
Were there any discussions, corrections, or anything? Anybody had? I was not here, so.
Patrick did a great job.
It was a really smooth, quick meeting.
I noticed that.
Yeah, really.
Just under an hour. Perfect.
It was.
He's setting an example.
Set the record, yeah. He set the record.
That's where I'm with that.
Here's your marching orders.
There you go. Well, usually they are pretty fast.
Okay. Game on.
We get bogged down sometime. All right. All in favor?
Russ.
Oh, we're Steve here. Sue.
I'll abstain.
Pat.
Okay. All right. All right, department reports, solid waste.
Well, this is to bring us up to date because we didn't have it last month.
Right.
The other thing is when you go down here, the total revenues year to date, because we haven't gotten them posted yet, so that isn't there. But when you look at the light iron, that has gone out, ferrous, non-ferrous metals, $5,000 on that. So it's, you know, we're, gives you a report of how many bales we've done at this point, so.
Can you bring us the price of tires?
Yes, we get us in there. We're going to $5 on October 1st.
Any feedback?
Right.
Pardon?
Any feedback?
I haven't talked to any. We have a booth at Old Home Days.
Right.
And at that time, we'll be talking, you know,
okay.
And the sheet that we have now, I'm just going to mark $5 instead of the $2.
All right.
You know. And it's October 1st.
I'm just curious if a month or so from now, we're going to start finding more and more on the side of the back road.
$20 to get rid of four tires is cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you're paying $10, I think. $10.
And if you put them in a dumpster, I think it's more than that.
Right.
Which is why people keep
them. Dumpsters don't take them.
But, I mean, when you rent a dumpster, they'll let you put them on the top. But it's
they still charge you.
Yeah, it's like $10 a piece.
Yeah.
So, no, it is.
They have a camera. When that thing dumps into their truck, so they can scan what's being dumped into their truck body.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And they add it right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
They're pretty accurate.
Yeah. Good.
So
it's a good deal, man.
You can win or lose on that, but we want to cover the cost that we have for shipping.
Good.
That's what it is.
Good. All right. Anybody have any questions then on Russ's report? Okay, then. Thank you. Okay, Patrick, you want to handle this one?
All right. So we've got a letter of resignation from our building inspector, Kevin. This letter is to inform you that I'm resigning from my position as building inspector, code compliance officer, health officer at the town of Candia, effective Friday, September 2nd, 2022. I appreciate the opportunity it's allowed me to grow professionally in the past 2 years. I have thoroughly enjoyed my time in Candia and wish the best for the town going forward. Happy to assist with a smooth transition for the next inspector. Sincerely, Kevin Gagnon. I'd like to make a motion to accept Kevin's resignation.
I'll second that with regret.
Okay.
The question I was going to ask him, he said, you know, you said you smooth transition. Does that mean 6 months?
Yeah, you're on speed dial for 6 months, right?
Yeah.
I just had one question to bring up under this. It really doesn't have anything to do with accepting it or not, but is it possible that with the new requirements that the state are putting on the health officer, that that's something that we need to have a separate person do? I hate to be the one that adds another body to the mix, but...
Until a new person gets up to speed, that's not a bad idea.
Is Bob Panett somebody that we can...
That's who exactly what I was thinking about.
For that?
Yeah.
What do you think, Sue?
I didn't know we had a lot of call for one, but maybe we don't.
Well, I think it's needed.
It's the requirements now that they're requiring the health officer to do. He has to take a course and stuff, and I'm just curious whether it's just one thing we can take off the plate of a future inspector or not.
Are you looking at full-time, part-time? What are you looking at?
No, more or less...
As needed.
Shifting it to something.
Yeah, kind of as needed maybe or something. Yeah.
What about adjacent town? That person might want to have some time to fill in if they're part-time.
I mean, obviously, we don't have a line item for that. We don't have any money set aside for that.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is, with looking down the future, but what I'm saying is instead of having a part-time person, maybe the other town has a part-time person who would like to do part-time.
But then they need the two part-times as full-time benefits, and we have to split that.
What?
Two part-times as full-time benefits.
Well, no, on call. Basically, health officer's on call.
Yeah.
That's what they're on.
Is it? Well, I just thought I'd bring it up. I think it's something to think about.
Maybe if the new guy wants to be relieved of that duty, maybe we could do it that way.
Because I know Kevin did express that it was getting to be a little more involved to,
More
to be the health officer, taking a little more time than...
Do you think we could benefit from an exit interview with Kevin before he leaves, and he could tell us how we could
probably
be a better employer and how we can make things more efficient back there?
Absolutely.
Before
and I think isn't his job more suited to his specialty?
Yeah.
In Portsmouth?
Yeah, it seems like it's a
just plumbing and heating inspection.
Plumbing and mechanical is what he's doing.
Right down his alley,
Right.
I don't blame him.
Maybe we'll do that before he leaves.
I have a survey I can give him that I've used with...
Maybe meet with the board or something.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the board would do it in person, but
Okay. As a board, or
as a board, yeah, we could hear.
It'd be nice that we all knew exactly what's cooking, from their perspective.
Have a meeting between now and the next meeting, so this would be something that you'd want to meet off of an off day.
Zoom.
Okay, just let me know.
See how he feels about it.
I can do that. Yep.
So, having said all that, all in favor of accepting the resignation?
Russ
is all about that.
Sue.
Yeah, Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. Thank you. Old business. I believe this is your item, Sue.
Yeah, and I have to recuse myself.
Yep.
And I think the only thing that we were tasked to do was Ryan offered to come up with comps to try to figure it out. And as you see, he didn't find many parcels under an acre. So he did the best he could, and then he took bigger parcels and just divided it or did whatever he does mathematically.
Averaged it,
So that's what he came up with for the average for a 9/10 of an acre, excuse me, parcel. He's not on Zoom because he's working.
Steve
Hamilton.
Yeah,
Steve.
Steve's on. Yeah, he's
Ryan,
Yeah, go ahead.
Has Steve reviewed this calculation here?
This he just got. He hasn't reviewed this.
Well, Steve, do you stand by your original recommendation of $8,600?
So I believe that the $8,600 assessed value is appropriate and consistent with other properties that are similarly impacted.
Okay.
I will say that we had a good conversation, Sue and I, regarding the ability for a landowner to put a lot of any size into current use. And just by applying for current use on that 0.9 acre, lot, the assessed value on that property would be less than $20, and the tax bill would not even be generated on the property because the amount of taxes would be incalculable.
Okay.
And
so I think,
go ahead, Steve.
From the standpoint of the most efficient way for this to move forward would be to apply for current use for the 0.9 acre of wetlands. Usually, land needs to be at least 10 acres in order to go into current use, but there is a provision that allows for wetlands of any size to be placed into the current use program. And that would require simply a recording fee and a little bit of paperwork, which we'd be happy to help to get filled out for them.
Well, Steve, it's clear to me that there's some adjustment in value that's required here. The original assessed value was $26,400, and you came in with a recommendation of $8,600. So when we make the adjustments for the last, since 2015, we have to know what's the benchmark here, whether it's the $8,600 or some smaller number that Ryan suggests.
Can he get this if we take a picture of it? Can somebody take a picture and you can't scan this for him, can you?
I can email it to him.
Yeah, so at least he knows what we're talking about. But
Steve,
yeah.
Sue's son came in with some comparables here. They weren't sales, but he looked at five different tax maps and a number of acres and determined what the value assigned to this property per acre, and then he prorated it out to 9/10 of an acre, and he came out with an average of $2,268 an acre. Does that seem like a reasonable number, Steve? I mean, because that's our challenge tonight is what value to assign to this property for the prior year so we can make the adjustment, or what is it, the $8,600 or the $2,200?
So it doesn't surprise me that looking at larger lots will produce a lower value per acre. Mm-hmm. Because as with many things, there's an economy of scale that gets applied to the valuation of land. And as the lot gets smaller, then the price per acre gets higher. So there's a curvilinear relationship. You can think about it the way that, you know, if you went to the grocery and you bought a half dozen eggs, you'd pay a price per egg.
Okay.
You'd pay a lower price per egg if you bought a dozen, and even lower still if you bought a gross of eggs. And so in that way, the CAMA system, the computer-assisted mass appraisal system, is set up to have a higher value on a smaller lot.
Okay. Steve, he has one instance here where the lot is 1.4 acres, which is pretty close to 0.90, and the resulted value was $4,300. On a prorated basis. Does that sound like a reasonable number?
I can't see anything.
She's
about
sending it to you right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's sending it.
How are we going to send it to her?
She's emailing it right now. I could have should have taken a picture and just texted it, but that's okay.
That's what I was thinking.
The only thing, that's not Ryan's. That's
Boyd's. Something different. That's Boyd's.
The only thing, question that I have is,
send it.
When he did these figures, and I think you're going to get it in your email. Do you have access to that on a phone or something, Steve?
I'm waiting for it right now.
Okay. When he did it, he actually took some pieces that aren't in open space or anything. So that's going to raise the assessment. And the other thing I said to him, kind of joking but not, is I said, Ryan, when you did this, is this land underwater? And it's not. So again, I think you went up and looked at it. And the only final thing that I have to do with all, or that we have to say about this, is there is no deed. If we don't pay that tax at all, which Dean refuses to the last couple of years,
There's no deed. Dean said, let the town take it. There's nothing to take.
Yeah.
It's all in that one piece of land. The town decided to do whatever they did. And he also, Steve also gave me some ideas, because we've got the other three pieces. I don't know if you've got the whole, our whole tax map. There's one stuck in there for 3 acres here, and there's one. I think when nobody claimed it, they just put it on our property. And again, that didn't matter. It was open space, and even this little one we paid on. But when it got to be, what it raised in value to $32,000 or whatever from, you know, we were paying $12 a year, and then when it jumped up, Dean said, what's going on here? You know, so, I mean, did you get it? Did you see what he did, Steve?
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh. Mm.
So what are we looking to do here now? Adjustment, the price, or a refund, or what are we doing?
Well, what we have to do first is adjust the assessed valuation, and then make a corresponding reduction in the tax liability for each of the years, and then you figure out what to do with the interest on that.
I can't read that.
But right now we're handling over
the... How come your email's not going?
Valuation here. Steve says it should be $8,600. Ryan Young says it should be $2,200.
And again, it doesn't...
I sent it to your Stephen Hamilton.
You have to hold it up, Linda, and talk to the owl at the same time.
That's all right.
So on one foot with your hand on your...
Kidding. No, it's true.
It's supposed to be.
The owl was supposed to
be. It's all right. I mean, we don't have to...
What I can say that it's very unlikely I'm going to be able to say anything informed about it without having reviewed the tax maps of those properties, without having reviewed the property record cards so that I can see what adjustments are made on them and...
Okay.
How they're comparable or how they aren't, I don't know. So just looking at the basis, while I respect the analysis and the effort, I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to say much about it that is going to make a lot of sense, because I there's too many things that I don't know. And when I get in that position, I try and keep my mouth shut.
But you did advise something about getting them all together or asking permission. What did you say to do with those other lots?
Consolidate them all.
Yeah, consolidate them all. Okay.
Yeah.
But who do I go to for that? Who do I go to for that?
So that voluntary merger
Yes.
would consolidate the lots into one lot of record.
Okay.
And, you know, that would, I think, help. Okay. But for this one lot, because it is wetlands, it can simply, without going to the planning board or anything, just fill out an application for current use, identify it as wetlands. There's a small recording fee, and you know, once that's recorded, then the assessment on the property will become zero. There'll be no tax bill that will be generated for that 0.9 acre parcel, because a $20 assessed value calculates a tax which is too small to bill.
So Steve, that's for everything going forward. We have to decide what to do with this unpaid tax bill for the last five
years. Yeah, because it looks like we're late.
It's unpaid?
Or it looks like
it's unpaid. Right. If it's going to be zero, what are we worrying about?
Because you have this liability on the books that you have
to adjust. Well, what he's saying is you just abate it, is what he's saying.
But you can't take the land because it has no deed.
We're not taking the land.
I mean, I'm saying we owe, quote, taxes on the books. And you're not normally...
We abate that. We clean them off. We clean it off.
I don't know. I think maybe I have to consolidate it first.
You know, and what I can say is that, you know, you are the body that has the authority to abate any taxes that were imposed by you or by your predecessors and any interest thereon.
Correct.
Because we did pay, and I can't remember.
That's what the law says.
Do you know when we stopped paying, when Dean stopped paying?
15, wasn't it?
2014?
It was when 2015 he stopped paying.
I thought that was 2014.
Well, I think we owe it to the Youngs and to the people in this county to do this in a transparent way that we would do it for anybody else in this town.
Exactly.
And that would be for you to review Mrs. Young's analysis, or her son's analysis, determine whether you concur with it and give us your opinion as to the value of this property so we can make an adjustment on this maybe at the next meeting. There's no rush to do this.
I'd be happy to do that. I feel very comfortable, even if I had it right in front of me, that I don't have enough resources to make an informed recommendation.
Okay,
but I would appreciate the time, and I'd be happy to get back.
Yeah, there's no rush.
We can deal with whatever comes forward.
He doesn't pay him anyway, so.
Are we going around in circles? You're going to claim it as wetlands. It's not going to be worth anything.
I think I'm going to combine it so it's all incorrect.
Now we've got to go into that step. Fine, but if we're talking about that one piece.
Well, that's not us, that's her.
That's right.
But if we owe you money for this, if you go back to what it's actually worth instead of $32,000, if you decide on something, because we have been paying it, but it was what, $25 a year or something. Oh. But if we owe you money for the last 7 years, we'll pay that.
It sounds like you don't owe us any money.
Well,
that's,
it'll be something.
Yeah, it'll be something. That's probably a boy thing,
in my opinion.
$175.
Okay. There we go. Well, you want a couple of windows done, I'll send Dean down.
Perfect.
All right.
A little bodice. Yeah,
well, the bodice, yeah. Thank you very much, Steve.
He's going to consolidate.
Yeah, okay. He spent a lot of time.
That's why I'm saying how much more time we need to spend on it.
Yeah.
I move we table this until Steve Hamilton has a chance to review these numbers and make a recommendation to this board. That'll be the third time we've picked it up.
It's okay. It's been 7 years.
Yeah,
at least it's forward motion.
Yeah.
If that's a motion, I'll second it.
Okay.
Any discussion?
If the Youngs turn around and consult, go ahead with the consult.
No, it has nothing to do with it. That's their choice, whether they want to do that or not.
We're trying to decide what to do with this. The 7-year-old delinquent tax assessment. That's what we're trying to do right now.
All right.
What they do forward, it's up to them.
Right.
Well, they're going to have, next year they'll have taxes on that property.
But a different assessed value.
It'll all be together, hopefully.
No, fine. What I'm saying is they're still going to have some type of tax.
Possibly.
Absolutely.
But that's a different discussion.
All right.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
All right, let's try to get it right next time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, so you're comfortable with the way it's kind of moving, Sue?
Yeah, it's moving. That's what we're comfortable with.
All right.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right. Was there anything else in the whole business? No? All right. Seeing none, more park clarification. That you, Sue?
No, that was me.
That was you?
Yeah. Dick Snow brought up the rebuttal to my rebuttal last
But
he said that the 1916 Henry Moore gave this property to the inhabitants of the town of Canyon, and therefore he has some kind of vested interest in this property, and he was going to go to the New Hampshire Attorney General, the Charitable Trust Division,
that's what he's doing,
and challenge all these deeds that have gone back and forth to the town from the heirs of Henry Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Well. And I said, you know, there's something wrong here because we had good legal counsel in 1989 when we built this building. I'm pretty sure they didn't miss something as big as that.
Exactly.
So I looked up the deed, the registry deed, and I note where the property was given to the town of Candia, not the inhabitants of the town of Candia. So we had every right to accept this deed in 1916, and we had every right to build this building however many years later. So I just wanted the record to be clear that the people who were responsible for building this thing in 1989 didn't trick anybody, they didn't violate the law, they didn't violate the terms of the deed, nothing. The whole thing was done right. But I just want that on the record.
Thank you.
All right, was there anything else in other business?
Can I ask, to pay a bill?
Would I like to? No.
No, I mean, we don't either, but we're going to take it from the building maintenance fund. The phones went down about a month ago, electrical storm, and the PhD had to come in, and there was a bunch of work that needed to be done. So we do have a bill for $1,000, but we'd like to take it out of building maintenance if the board was okay with that.
Out of that fund?
Yeah, it was like a total unexpected incident, so.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would have a problem with that.
Okay.
Do you want a motion for that?
Please.
I'll make a motion to take the, or should he? Because you're in charge of the building. I'm sorry, Pat.
Would you like to make a motion to pay the telephone bill out of the building maintenance fund?
And I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Roger.
Sue?
Boy.
Brian?
Pat.
Good. Yeah, do you want to elaborate on this, Daddy?
After 2 days talking with people, through the future, Hannah does a fantastic job. What I would like to see is probably be a Candia Old Home Days is Candia's. I mean, she's got a lot of volunteers, so next year, looking at how can we help her. Right now, when you park, how do people, there's a lot of walking involved. Is there some things, you know, looking at it, that this is something that people in Candia can look forward to, a yearly program. And they've done, all the volunteers have done a fantastic job. I have nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, how can we as a board help if it's needed at that point? Do we do some budgeting or what have you, if she comes forward with some things?
I know she has a budget. We have 200 something and more park budget for this.
I know.
Oh,
but
more than that?
I think there's, I'm going to say, I talked to people down there. I talked to well over 100 people. They didn't even know. They said, when did the fire department decide to have a breakfast? We assume they know it all, but they don't. And that's what I'm trying to get across to people, that you've got to let people know and basically knock on their door and let them know about it. So, you know, that's, you know, and hopefully of those people, I don't know where they'll park if they're coming for breakfast. That's a, you know, I mean, we have a parking problem at that.
Well, they park at the school.
They usually use a
school.
No, but what I'm saying is, if the number of people that said, hey, that is very nice, we'll do it. I don't know, you know, time will tell, but it's the, we've got more park here, we've got the fire department over there, we have the school here, we have the parade that comes down. It's not, how do we keep people together at that point? That's what I'm saying, you know, what is needed. The other thing is we will have a safety facilities committee at the park. We'll be passing out these brochures, and we'll be passing out these. Just that you're aware of it. We want to talk to people, and people are looking for, you know, we'll see. Hopefully. We'll have a number of people coming to get information.
We are having a meeting tomorrow night, a meeting with Anthony, our architect, and hopefully having new renderings. And, so that's what we're hoping for. We'll see what happens. There's one other thing I wanted to share. I will have the trailer up there again this year.
That's what I was going to ask. Oh, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, pulled by the tractor with no brakes.
Yeah.
With no brakes? I didn't realize that. Well, he kept saying, Susan, put your foot down.
What time?
Well, the parade at 11. I'm going to leave my house around 10 probably.
So be up at,
she said, I'd say line be up at 10:30.
Yeah, be up there by 10:30.
Okay.
Am I doing candy again?
I hope so.
Yeah, they love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it says it right in here. It says
we're
it right
doing
in here.
Candy.
Anybody else that wants to
Sue
bring
is
a bag.
$500 worth of candy.
Exactly.
Where did
the, yeah. Where they line us up, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably leave before 10 just to make sure I get it. Takes me a good half hour to probably get there.
Put some gas in it.
Oh, she's full. I just pulled it out yesterday and cleaned it all up and filled it out. And
well, thank
everything.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
Got the trailer cleaned up.
We used one year, that old GM.
I still have that.
Yeah.
The what?
But the trailer's a lot easier to get in and out of.
Yeah.
And then I see you better.
This old person likes the lower trailer, okay?
Yep.
And Patrick can pull on the rope to keep it from going too fast.
The town office will be closed Labor Day, September 5th, 2022. Any public input? Nobody on? Nothing?
Let me say on that, I will not be around to, on that Tuesday to find, sign the manifest, so.
Oh, okay.
Because of Labor Day.
Okay.
Where are you going? Yeah, where are you going on vacation? Oh, you are?
Where are you going?
Kansas.
Kansas.
That's where you were from, wasn't it?
Bernie's from Kansas.
Oh, Bernie.
And it's a, there's a wedding out there, and she hasn't seen any of her siblings for
awesome.
A number of years, so it's a.
Be a good trip.
Good night, Al.
Night, Al.
Good meeting. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You gotta get the first stop before.
You gotta boy. Have a priority.
Would you like to try this one more time?
Okay,
we're gonna get it right.
All right, in the last 2 weeks, we spent $193,720.47, of which $54,460 went for the Tower Road, Road Reconstruction Warrant Article Number 8.
Thank you.
That's the end of it.
That's the
no
end
motions?
Of it. That's okay. It.
No motions.
No motions, Russ.
Yes, I moved to adjourn.
Second? I'll second that.
Okay. See, any discussion? None? All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Perfect.
Good job.
None.